It's called South of Hebron, and I've watched this, and I can't remember the name of the filmmaker, or the film, actually, unfortunately, but it was a documentary that followed along a small boy in Palestine, and I wrote this poem after watching that. It's called South of Hebron. Across the onion fields, a hulk of rusted metal groans, as out of place it seems to the boy whose father tills the land, as an orange blossom unfurling in a smokestack. But there it is, regardless, its turret swiveling like a broken carousel, leaving a streak of flattened stalks in its wake. The boy lives here, picks his way probingly around traces of mines to hear his language spoken in collapsible stalls of the village market's measly remains. He has nothing to hurl in his house, has to scour bulldozed quarries for fist-sized rocks that slice heavily through the air, meeting stray man or metal with satisfying thwack. How small the rock is compared to the singular burden of being made unwanted in a land you were born in, for perpetuity, for no reason you will ever understand.